Hello, everybody. This is Miss Rose. This is episode 16 in our podcast, and I am super excited to have with me Miss Krenal. She is our STEM Academy yoga instructor for the children, and sometimes us adults, us teachers, we slide in there and do some poses too. So today I just kind of wanted her to come through and talk to us about the meaning of yoga, some of the poses that are good for the children and some for the adults, and some breathing techniques and exercises she can do for us. As we begin to enter into our new normal, we realize that, you know, so many people are anxious and have been through a lot, but we want to share this with you all today. Hi, Miss Krenal.
Hi, Miss Rose.
All right, so we're going to talk a little bit about yoga and this, what yoga means, and you just give us your insight.
Okay. Hello, everybody. Yoga is a term derived from the Sanskrit word yuj, that means union of body, mind, and breath. Yoga means unity with the self. Yoga is not just exercise and asanas, Miss Rose. It is emotional and spiritual touch of the mystic element, which gives you a glimpse of something beyond all imaginations.
Yes, and that's what we want the children to experience here at STEM Academy, but we want them to be able to also use it as a practice with parents at home. Okay. So the other thing I wanted to talk about briefly was breathing exercises. The majority of us, we do not breathe in the correct way. We hold things, our breath in too long. We don't breathe in the fresh air like we're supposed to and breathe out the toxins. So Ms. Krenal, if you can talk to us a little bit about the full yogic breathing.
Yes, sure. Breathing means pranayama, and there are different types of breathing techniques. And full yogic breathing, which you are talking right now, is a breathing. In this type of breathing, we learn to make full use of lung capacity and involve all muscles of respiration. Mm-hmm. While inhalation, we expand our abdomen for half of the breath, then continue breathing and expand your, we expand our chest. After, when you feel that you have taken full breath, continue breathing little more. Mm-hmm. And then you notice that your expansion in your upper chest and collarbones are lifting slightly. You just, just feel comfortable yourself. And then, at that time, the oxygen increases in the body and into your blood.
Yes, and I think that's very, very important.
Yes.
I think everyone, now that we're here, we just went over a deep breathing. Can everyone take a second?
Yes.
Let's just inhale. Ms. Krenal, how long do we do it for?
Yeah, just I'll say inhale.
Inhale, everybody.
Slowly. And exhale. One more time. Slowly inhale and exhale.
I'm already peaceful.
Yes.
You guys enjoy?
Yes, I love that.
Yes, I did. And so we know that there are different types of breathing techniques and yoga poses. And did you want to go over like a few of the yoga poses?
Yes.
For children?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Children usually loves to do, tree pose, Superman pose.
Yes.
Yeah, they love it. I don't know why, but they just enjoy it when they, I think they, the names of the asanas,
yes,
they make them enjoy. So we have few, not even few, but we have even more than 10 to 12 asanas which can, kids can enjoy,
mm-hmm,
and they feel comfortable as they are already very flexible because,
yes,
they are kids. They can do anything.
They're so limber.
Yeah. More than me.
Yeah, so they can do anything, and I think that's why they enjoy it, because when we say, oh, good job, you did it,
yes,
and they become more feel motivated.
Yes.
And they try to do it even more.
Yes.
So I think there are so many poses and asanas, we can say, mm-hmm. for kids that we can practice for, and they can feel even relaxed and they can enjoy it also, yes. at the same time.
Yes. Yes. We want our children to be experience the whole health and body movement as we, you know, as we teach them as they grow, be able to handle their health. Yeah. In such a way, and breathing to me is the first step, right? Because yeah. that's how we continue to live. That's how we move, yeah. you know, every day throughout this earth. So I'm super excited. And guys, let me just tell you, if you like this podcast, oh my goodness, check out our Facebook page, because Miss Cronell is going to be doing some of the poses. So just hang in there. Just come back. We'll have that for the next podcast. Anything else you want to say before I close out?
No, I'm very, very excited.
Yeah, we are too. So we just hope that you guys stay tuned. You enjoy. We're going to do it tomorrow on a Facebook Live so everyone can go and tag along live. In person, I mean, through virtual, I say in person because yes. you'll be on the screen.
Yes.
But you can follow along live with Ms. Cronell on our Facebook Live. And be sure to just stick around. We have so many great episodes for you. Our social media are really caring. You can check us out on YouTube, on Twitter, and our Facebook. We appreciate you and have a great day.